joining me on Caradio's Afternoon Newsline. Dr. Leon Kelly, El Paso County Coroner, and Mr. Mark Waller, the Chair of the Board of County Commissioners, talking COVID by the numbers today. Gentlemen, welcome to Afternoon News.
Hey, Ted. Thanks for having us on.
It's great to have you. The purpose of our visit today is to take a look at COVID numbers, because what we know we're going to see now that there are a lot of tests out there, we're waiting for the results to come back, and when they do, we should expect to see a surge in the numbers of cases. But to you both, does that mean that we are seeing a new wave of COVID infections in patients?
Well, from the public health perspective, the numbers that we see today, which today we're up to 106, up from just 69 yesterday and 51 the day before that. So we've doubled in 2 days. What we're seeing, though, is not necessarily what's happened today, because what happened today, you're not going to self-censor for probably 5 or 6 days. You may not go to the doctor for a couple more days after that. And then you test. And then what you do is you wait 5, 7, sometimes 10 days until that test comes back, right? So the numbers that we're reporting today aren't reflective of what's going on now. They're reflective of what happened a week to 2 weeks ago. And so undoubtedly, based on what we're seeing in our hospitals and patients showing up and folks in the ICU, we know there's more out there than what we're seeing in the numbers. And so now we've doubled in 2 days. And so we know that as we move forward with this, this number is going to continue to go up. But it's not reflective of any efforts we've made in the last. It's really a picture of what was happening a couple of weeks ago, which is why we can never evaluate our effect tomorrow on what we do today. We have to give it time to see how the numbers are moving and evaluate what our efforts are.
Right, and as we test more possible cases and we get the results coming back in, that will also change the numbers. We need to get to a point where things begin to sort of balance out and we can judge the effect that we have had kind of moving forward. So, Mark, are we getting to a place where we're going to eventually establish kind of a baseline and then we'll be able to look at these numbers from there?
Yeah, Ted, I mean, that's kind of what we're hoping for, I think, in this circumstance. Well, you know, it's, as Dr. Kelly said, it's kind of hard that numbers that are coming back in are really historical from a couple of weeks ago. And so, it's hard to know where we are at this point in time. We're getting a lot of anecdotal data that's coming into the county that's saying a lot more people have this than folks realize, and this is a much more serious issue than folks realize. But at the same time, you know, we're doing all we can to balance the needs of the citizens with the public safety interest of keeping everybody safe.
Right. So we're effectively we're in the process of uncovering undiagnosed cases.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And we know from other countries and other communities' experiences that the positive tests on a given day are really just a fraction of the true cases you have out there. And depending on your level of saturation of tests and how quick you're getting your test back, that range can be anywhere from 5 times the number of positive cases you have up to 20 times the number of positive cases you have. And so there's one thing that's true across the board, across countries, across communities, and that's that number that we count every day of positive cases, laboratory-confirmed positive cases, are just into the iceberg. They're just a fraction of the true disease that's out there.
Right, and so we will begin to see that number emerge, and that will become that baseline or that real number that we've been looking for. And we continue, however, to practice wariness and safety and good hygiene. What we should not do is overreact here. Is that, how would you both respond to that?
I think right now we can't be overreacting to it, obviously. The trick is finding out, you know, what that balance point is that allows people to still live their lives while at the same time protecting the public safety. I am incredibly thankful right now that the governor hasn't taken that additional step of ordering folks to shelter at home, because we feel like haven't gotten to that point yet. And hopefully, based on all the things that we're doing right now, it's going to prevent us from having to get to that point. You know, like the mayor of Colorado Springs said earlier on your show, having folks get out and go to the park, that's great, as long as they're practicing the social distancing and, you know, all the other mechanisms and measures in place that are going to help flatten this curve out over time.
Gentlemen, I'm afraid that's all the time we have, and for that I apologize. We do want to continue to follow up on this. My guests right now are Dr. Leon Kelly, El Paso County Coroner, and Mr. Mark Waller, Chair of the Board of County Commissioners. To you both, thank you so much for spending a couple of minutes with us here on KRDO's Afternoon News, talking COVID by the numbers.
Thanks, Ted.
Thank you.